Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple 7-figure business owner. I've supported thousands of women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. So if you're frustrated, if you're doubting yourself, if you're not enjoying the journey, there's a better way.
Together, we'll break through your past patterns, we'll eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Today's episode is going to be a shorter one, not as short as our consistency series mini episodes, but this came up in a coaching call that I had with somebody in the consistency course, and I felt like it was so common that I wanted to address just this and have it live here on the podcast, even though it probably wouldn't take us 20 or 30 minutes to talk about, but that shouldn't stop us from diving into ideas and strategies and realizations that many of us probably need. Before we get into it, I'm going to give away Relief Plus today. You know, if you've been listening for a while, that this is currently the most important supplement in my life. I really feel like everybody should be taking this. It's an all-natural anti-inflammatory, and I think that's important because inflammation is the starting point for just about every disease that we know of, and we're constantly triggering inflammation in our bodies, whether that's through physical stress or emotional stress, or it's overeating, or it's sugar, or it's toxins, or all of the above. So inflammation can really easily get out of control. I'm going to give this away today. I'll also link it up in the show description in case you aren't our winner and you want to check it out. Cannot get it on Amazon, so check out the link in the show description along with a coupon code I will put there. You can be eligible to win by just leaving a review of this podcast on whatever platform you listen, and I'll announce the winner at the end of the show. Okay, here's what came up on the coaching call I did in the consistency course a couple weeks ago. Somebody said, so I'm making progress, which is awesome, but I can't shake this feeling that I should be further along. And essentially she was saying, it's hard to feel good about the slow progress I'm making because I just keep telling myself, yeah, but I should be further along. It should be going faster. Or if I had started sooner or I hadn't given up so many times, I would be so much further along. And I can certainly relate to this. And I told her that. I said, I could absolutely tell the same story about my postpartum weight loss journey. I mean, there are certainly a lot of people who are a year postpartum and they've lost all the weight that they gained. Or there are people who are 3 months postpartum and they've lost any weight that they gained, or 6 months, or, you know, even removing other people from the equation. I certainly could have made progress faster. But the difference is, I don't think that sentiment is a problem. Like, I could be further along. Yeah, maybe even I should be further along. If I could go back and do it differently, I probably would. And I think that is very, very normal. You know, I could say the same thing. If I took what I know now and I went back 5 years, if I went back 1 year, financially, I would be in a better place today because I know more today. And I have the ability to reflect in a way that you only get as time goes on, right? Like, it's not that anything has changed dramatically in my finances in the last 6 months, but right now, if I look back on financial decisions that I've made over the last 6 months, I have the gift of hindsight. I have the gift of seeing what happens as certain things unfold. So we could say in absolutely anything, if I could go back to my first marriage and do it over again, it probably would have gone differently in some ways. If I could go back to when I married Chris, there are things that I would do differently. If I could go back to starting a business, I would grow the business faster than I have, because that's just how life works. The problem comes up when we attach negative emotions or we decide that this feeling is a problem. But if you're very objective about it and you have that sense of like, I should be or I could be further along, you can just say, yeah, in everything. And you know what I mean? That just doesn't have to be a problem. Every single one of us can say, I could be further along in my finances, in my business, in my fitness, in my health, in my marriage, in my development of friendships, in my career. Every single one of us can make a case for that in every area of our lives. That's not a problem. That's just how life works. We can look back and Monday morning quarterback and say, if I had done this, or if I hadn't done this, or if I had made this decision or not made that decision, I could be in a better place. So when the feeling arises, I should have lost more weight by now. I should have improved my fitness by now. I should have cleaned up my eating by now. You don't have to attach judgment or negative emotion to that or convince yourself that that in some way is blocking you. Here's what I see as a pattern with so many of my clients. They have this thought that then they judge and or attach some sort of unpleasant emotion to, and then they think they have to solve it as though it's a problem. Like, I keep feeling like I should be further along, and she's bringing it up because she's trying to solve that problem or make it go away. But what if it's not a problem that needs to be solved? I think a lot of us struggle to make progress because we're labeling things as problem thoughts or problem feelings when they're not. We think that they might be barriers when they're not barriers. Example. Maybe you regularly crave chocolate and you have convinced yourself that's a bad thing or it's in your way. But what if it's not? That doesn't have to influence your behavior. It could just be, I crave chocolate. It's not any different than I regularly want to sleep in. I regularly have the desire to not get up when my alarm goes off. But that's not a problem. I don't have to solve that. And it's not a problem because I don't treat it as one. I don't dive into it emotionally and get caught up in my feelings about it. I'm just neutral. I would imagine that a lot of people never want to go to work, right? They would always rather stay home. But that's not a problem that needs to be solved. And it's not a barrier to your career. You probably give it no mind at all and just move right along. And you can do that with this sense that you should be further along. How often do we feel overwhelmed or impeded by thoughts that aren't actually problems except for the fact that we treat them like problems? You don't have to attach any kind of emotion or any kind of judgment or any kind of negativity. You don't have to invest in those thoughts any more than you invest in the thought of, like, you don't want to go to work today. It's just there. You just move along right past it. It is absolutely normal and logical to feel like I could or I should be further along. Now, another way to think about this is, how can this thought serve me? If this thought keeps coming up, like I could be or I should be further along, how can that serve me? Is there something that I want to do differently today? Do I want to put more time, more effort, more money into this? Is there a behavior that I'm willing to change today that maybe I haven't changed in the past? But I believe we can make progress faster if we slow down to ask ourselves, is this actually a problem or am I just treating it like a problem? Does this need a solution or can I just change the way I'm thinking about it, the way I'm approaching it, the way that I am assigning meaning to it or investing energy into it? Are you going to let it distract you? Are you going to let it frustrate you? Are you going to let it overwhelm you? Are you going to take an emotional detour on that thought? Because you don't have to. You do not have to go down that path and have it be emotional any more than when you wake up in the morning and you don't want to go to work. You don't have to dive down like, oh gosh, my job, it's awful. I wish I didn't have to. If only I could win the lottery. What else could I do with my life? You know, you don't have to use your energy or your mind that way. The process that I took this person through when we were talking about it on the coaching call is this actually a problem? Why is it actually a problem? To feel that you could or you should be further along, is that actually a problem? Why is that actually a problem? What's it hurting? How can you respond to it differently? Or how can you be less emotionally invested in that way of thinking? Now, all of this and that questioning, like, is this a problem? Does this need to be solved? Do I need to try to fix this and engage in this to make it different? That is part of becoming a better thinker. And I've been talking a lot lately about 10X mindset. It is opening up in just a few days, and I don't want you to miss it. So the backstory, if you haven't heard this, is I was working on my business versus in my business and really looking at, if I had a magic wand, in what way would I want to make a difference for people? And the immediate answer for me was I would want to help people become better thinkers, because ultimately that is what drives our behaviors. If we are making progress towards our goals, or if we're making excuses, if we are doing the work or we're letting ourselves off the hook, all of those patterns flow from how you think. So no doubt about it, the change that I would want to make, because I think that it has the biggest impact, is becoming a better thinker. So then I asked myself, well, I don't need a magic wand to do that. How can I do that in a really meaningful way that is accessible? And accessible not only financially, right, but also accessible in terms of time. I don't want people to have to spend hours a day doing this. I want it to be actionable and clear and concise. So 10X Mindset is a 30-day action-based program with what just one singular action step every day for 30 days. It is less than $200 and it launches this month, which is crazy that it's already September. So I will talk about it here on the podcast when it opens up, and I will email about it. But the best way to make sure that you don't miss anything, because there's just a lot of podcast episodes, and also social media kind of sucks in that even if you follow me, you probably only see 1 or 2% of what I post. So if you're interested, just get on the wait list. I'll put the link in the show description here, but you can also go directly to primalpotential.com/10x-waitlist. Did I say that weird? Waitlist. primalpotential.com/10x-waitlist. If you don't want to remember that, no sweat, just go to the show description. I'm going to put the link right there. 10x-waitlist. That is how you can be sure to be directly notified right in your inbox when 10x Mindset opens up. The cool thing I think about it, among many other things, is that you can go back through it over and over and over. Or if there's a particular day that really resonated with you, you can just keep doing day 7 or day 8 over and over and over again. But it's a single action step. I wanted it to be action oriented. Sometimes with mindset stuff, it's hard to know how to translate it to action. So I wanted to take that guesswork out of it. It's 30 days only. It's action based. It's direct to your inbox. There's no Facebook group, no community. It's just you have to commit to opening the email and doing the one thing each day for 30 days, and you can then do it over and over and over again and never have to buy it again. So it's coming soon. primalpotential.com/10x-waitlist, or just click the link in the show description. Oh, I can't forget to give away Relief Plus. This is interesting. The winner of Relief Plus today is Question Mowu. Maybe they spelled meow wrong. I don't know. Question, also spelled wrong. Q, maybe it's not spelled wrong. It's just somebody's typing something different. Question? Question Mowew. Like meow, but the O and the E are switched. If that is you, Question Mowu, email me. I'm not being weird. I just don't know what to do with this. Email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. Within 60 days of this episode airing, let me know that you were the winner for 1120, and also tell me your mailing address so I can get Relief Plus out to you. I am obsessed with this. I think it's like the most important supplement in my world right now. I'll link it up in the show description along with a coupon code if it is your first order. And we will see you tomorrow. Make it a great day.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.